Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's program is part of the new They Found the Answer series presented by the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Barrett and Tara Awai recorded this interview shortly after winning the coveted Nahoku Hanohano Award. As you listen, you may sense a special awareness of your need for God, even sensing a unique realization of God's love for you. If you'd like to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I encourage you to visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're listening to the show online, simply click onto the I Want to Have a Relationship with Jesus link. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this moment with Barrett and Tara Awai. Does God still call people for special service? Does He call husbands and wives to serve Him together? The Nahoku Hanohano Awards are known as the Hawaiian Grammy Awards. It's the highest, most coveted honor for musicians in the state of Hawaii. Only the top artists, the who's who in the Hawaiian music industry, are even nominated. More than that, a thin slice of the elite few actually win. My guests today are the 2010 winners of the Nahoku Hanohano Awards in the Religious Album of the Year category. Now, I always want to pause as we begin just to let you know that the purpose, the real heart, the very essence of our show is to bring people closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Because we believe, we know, we experience that through faith in Jesus Christ, one, you, me, us, we can experience a life unlike any other, the fullness of life, really, a life that we were destined and created to live. Barrett and Tara Awai, they are proud graduates of Kamehameha Schools. I see their smiling faces here. Barrett's music career began in 1997 with the group formerly known as Paiea. Hawaiian Contemporary Trio was a finalist for the Hawaiian Album of the Year in 2001 for the Nahoku Hanohano Awards. Such artists like Dean Wilhelm and Barrett evolved from the group and joined up with David Kavika Kahiapo and Walt Keale. And they mixed to form a new group called Kaukahi. Kaukahi, recently, 2007, was awarded Group of the Year and Song of the Year at the Hoku Awards. Barrett Awai is presently the director of FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here in these islands, which demands many speaking engagements around the state. He ministers to athletes, to coaches. And he always takes time, you know, he's a musician, so musicians always, they have it in them, and they can pull it out anytime. Just put a ukulele in his hands, and he's ready to go. And he continues to give God's hope to people. But you know, a man is a man of God, but one cannot really be a man of God without the woman of God that God has brought into his life. And that very special person for him is his dear wife, Tara. And they are both in studio with us today. Barrett and Tara, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Hello, everybody.
Blessed to be here.
Take us back, Barrett. Tara, take us back to
the good life or to the rough life.
Well, take us back recently. This one was part of the good life.
Okay.
Good.
Take us back to that night in late May of this year. Okay, your new album, Kalana, nominated for Religious Album of the Year, and you hear your name called as the winner. How did you feel? What went on in your mind?
You know, it wasn't so much of a feeling, but more, as we were sharing, more of an affirmation. You know, as we try to seek and follow God, you know, in our daily walks, you know, this whole CD and going solo, in a sense, was a huge struggle in itself. And so, because I'm I just like to be with teams and groups, or just kind of, I think God has really designed me that way, but He's, in recent, these past few years, been stretching me out a little bit and taking me out of my comfort zone. And so this whole, to do this solo, was just a huge leap of faith. And I had the whole family was there, mom and dad, and I had my three eldest children, with us, and some family friends, and of course Tara. And we were actually caught off guard because we didn't know. We were a little bit confused. They did the Hoku format. They did the awards format a little differently this year. And so we were kind of not expecting them to give away the award when they did.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of far away from, in a sense, what was happening there in that mm-hmm. program. And you could barely hear what was being said on the speakers because it was outside in a lobby. And there's a lot of noise going on in the lobby. And I think you know, what was being said on the speakers coming across wasn't coming out clearly where we were standing.
Mm-hmm.
So Tara kind of just turned around like, oh, you know, I think we're up. Like they're announcing it. I'm like, I didn't even hear it. So I kind of was in conversation with somebody else.
We're talking to all kinds of people right there. We're like, hi, how are you?
Just talking story. And then all I heard was, this is what I heard. I heard, Kalana. And I was like, okay, wait, is that the nominee, or did that mean Kalana? Because Kalana is the title of the... So I wasn't sure yet, so I kind of paused and just kind of shocked. And then everybody turned around like, we won. You know? And like, I was like, we won. Oh, gosh, okay. And I kind of like try to get up there because we were far away from the stage.
Yeah.
So, but really, as I was walking up there, it just was a feeling of just like the Lord saying, you know, good job, you know, and you know, I'm well pleased with what you've done with this project because like I said, it the struggle of doing it
mm-hmm.
was so that whole part, it just was that affirmation, like, because everybody who's up for the award is worthy of the award,
sure,
and musically
sure.
and talented and gifted talent music wise. So there's, you know, every year nominees unfortunately don't actually win the award, but so, you know, to really have the fog, what we like to joke around and call it, having God's favor in that, it was just truly honoring.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't much of a feeling, but more just like this stamping God saying, you know, good job. This, you know, you were obedient,
mm-hmm.
and because of your obedience, you know, we're gonna honor the album in a sense tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
He's waiting for you to honor Him, right? So it's the catch-22, yeah.
right.
It's like, Lord, you know, it's all you. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if much of a feeling, but more just like, you know, getting that stamp of approval, like your daddy saying, good job, son,
yeah,
you know, and that's
my boy.
Yeah, right? That's huge, right? We all look for that. Yeah. And that was probably what the best
how about you, Tom?
Way to explain that.
It was awesome, yeah. I mean, same exact feeling, kind of just that stamp of approval, but also, I mean, I was just kind of sitting back and going, wow, Lord, this is really happening. And, you know, I mean, although we've had many people come up to us saying, you know, that the album's great and it's worthy of a Hoku award, and I hope you guys go up for the Hokus, and, you know, we were like, oh, thank you. You know, that's a blessing to hear. And it's not why we did the album. We didn't do the album so that we could win a Hoku. I mean, you know, it was definitely in obedience to the Lord and just you know, doing music for him, and it really, we do consider it a ministry, you mm-hmm. know, and that, and everywhere we are able to share this music, you know, it's just a blessing, a huge blessing for us personally, you know, as a couple, and it blesses others, you know, and we know that people are touched, and that's a huge blessing, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah. So when we won the award, it was like, wow, Lord, I mean, we're already blessed. We're so blessed that you would even call us to do this ministry, and to win this award is like, geez, Lord, okay, mm-hmm. thank you so much, you know.
You know, it. You know, not everybody knows your story, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But so we want you to share that, you know, your story. I mean, here yes. I'm looking at you, and this is a real milestone moment.
It is.
A
yeah.
high point, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. It's like a championship, mm-hmm. you know, that you've won. It's a great, the good life,
yeah.
you
yeah,
know, amen. Really the good life. But sometimes we don't appreciate the good life until we've gone through the bad life,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the rough moments. Mm-hmm. Now, the lead song on your award-winning CD is Aloha Ke Akua.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's my personal favorite, to be honest. just in all the sense, because of how I was raised, you know, Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian music. You know, Dad was always Hawaiian music being played and nothing else. If we try to change the station, it was always the Hawaiian station, no matter what button we press. And you know, come home, the records would be playing would be, you know, the Gabby Pahinui's, the Makaha Sons, the Sunday Manoi, Hui Ohana's, Polony Vons, you know. And so that's what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
So musically, you know, the song Aloha Ke Akua, a friend wrote, his name is Kaipo'i Kelling, and he's a teacher. He's an awesome kumu at Kauai Howell Church preschool. And but he just has a heart to share God through the Hawaiian culture. And he taught me a lot when I was at Kauai Howell Church, and just sharing that heart. And through the music, he wrote this song, Aloha Ke Akua, just basically saying, you know, welcoming God. The first verse is saying, you know, Lord, we invite you. We want you to be here with us. And in every verse, it talks about how God is the beginning and the end, from season to season. And it's just very well written in a Hawaiian style sense, in a mele, how Hawaiian songs are written. Really was blessed to, when he said, hey, got this song. He just came into the office one day and check it out. And he always cracks me. He's like, because I know I'm a musician, but you know, God gives me these songs,
yeah,
and so,
yeah.
So he had a melody, and I asked permission if I could kind of work on the melody a little bit to fit more of the feel that I was getting when I was expressing the song through the ukulele and a voice, and so, because it came like within 15 seconds, like I started playing the ukulele, and the melody just kind of rose, and I played it for him. He's like, that's it.
So. Yeah, the song is like a prayer.
Yes.
Right?
It is
a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's in Hawaiian, mm-hmm. but just listen to the words here. Mm-hmm. Greetings to you, my creator. Yes. Welcome. From the beginning to the end, from season to season, my life, my essence, my spirit, I give, I surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I surrender only to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to listen. And let this be the prayer of your heart. It's a prayer of openness to God. In fact, right now, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're struggling with, whatever turmoil you may be encountering at this very moment, release it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Let this be a prayer, your prayer before the Lord.
No,
For the foundation you laid from the beginning to the end, from season to season, your precious child, who is Jesus, he died, he rose, approved by you. Thank you for the gift of song, Barrett, Tara. You know, today we celebrate with you. It's a festive moment. But, you know, the good life is often really found in its an experience at its depth in comparison or contrasted with the bad life, the rough life. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Barrett and Tara Awai. They're going to tell us about some struggles that they went through in their marriage. Perhaps you've hit some bumps along the way. Maybe in your marriage, maybe in a relationship. By the grace of God, you're going to receive some hope from them. Because it wasn't always the good life, the great life. But God brought them through some very desert experiences to an oasis. And you can too. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Barrett and Tara Awai.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our special rebroadcast interview featuring Barrett and Tara Awai. For our They Found the Answer evangelism series. If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, here's more with Barrett and Tara Awai. To hear more programs like these, simply go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can also go and send in any prayer requests. Prayer request, we can pray for you live. If not today, tomorrow, we could do it right now. We could do it tomorrow, later on in the week. But just go ahead, go online. If you want to receive my emails, you can do that at thegoodlifehawaii.org as well. And if you want to share your testimony, you know, the Lord wants us to tell of all His wondrous works. You can share your testimony and let it be there for others to be blessed as well. Well, Barrett and Tara have some major testimonies to share. You've heard some of it, but it wasn't always that way. So Barrett, Tara, tell us, how did you guys meet?
Go ahead.
Love at first sight. of course, it was.
No, starstruck.
Starstruck. Yeah, we met. I mean, I just finished college. And came home, and a bunch of friends was like, they're canoe paddling for a club, and they're like, hey, B, come out and paddle. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't really want to, had enough competition in my life in sports, and I just was kind of wanting to relax. But anyway, I ended up going out. And so, you know, Tara was, I didn't know who she was, of course, and she was at the same canoe club, and we met at the first race, and when she came out of the water, I'm like, that's the one, right, Lord? That's the one. And, you know, really, I mean, for me, it was. I mean, when I saw her, it was the woman that I definitely with my eyes and my mind had dreamed of wanting to marry. And, you know, I didn't know her yet, but I just knew when I saw her that this was the one. So that's how we I don't know if she said that about me, but I know I did that.
I knew there was something special about you. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, it was a neat time. You know, it was a real fun time when we met. Yeah, paddling.
And then what happened? You guys...
Shoo! I mean, it's a whirlwind. Just, you know, just... Yeah, I mean, obviously, in a dating, if you want to call it... started going out, and within 2 years we were married, and so it was pretty quick. We pretty much knew we wanted to be together for the rest of our lives, and so we took that next step into marriage.
Yeah, it was kind of like a match made in heaven. I mean, you know, it felt like that even in the worldly sense. I mean, like, you know, I mean, well, definitely that's where we were back then. I mean, you know, but you know, we were really happy, and you know, and then we're gonna have a baby, you know, our first daughter Evelyn, and you know, it was just a really special time, you know. But I think life hit us pretty quick and pretty hard, and we were definitely not prepared.
Where were you spiritually at this time? Of course, Barrett, you know.
Oh, lost. Completely lost. I mean, I grew up in church with you, brother. Yeah? I mean, we grew up in church, and, you know, even though I believed in Jesus Christ, and I believed in all that He did for me, and I received Him as my Lord and Savior when I was in high school, my senior year, 18 years old, but, you know.
Hey, didn't we get baptized together?
Was it
with Garrett?
I think you did with Garrett. And so it was like, you know, to be honest, it was, you know, I've always believed, but I just, I didn't understand the following. I didn't understand putting my faith to, you know, to action. And so spiritually, I was completely lost. You know, wasn't attending church, and I kept saying, when we have kids, you know, kept putting it off. And, you know, I worked late nights, and I was working in a restaurant business, so I'd, you know, work out Saturday nights working, and so, I made the excuses always, you know, not to be the leader that God was calling me to be, and so, honestly, yeah, I was spiritually, I was lost in the world, and doing all the things that the world sees as being great, you know, and so I definitely was lost.
Yeah, I was equally lost. I mean, I grew up in church also, and we kind of drifted from church a little bit as a family, but I just always knew that I believed in God, Jesus Christ, was His Son, died for me, and rose again. I mean, I believed that, and but the relationship part, I mean, I had no clue what that was all about. I remember feeling as a kid, like maybe, you know, intermediate age, that, you know, there's got to be something more than this. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that I would just go to church and say a couple prayers and sing a couple songs, and I mean, it didn't register for me, and I just felt I remember feeling more fearful of God than you know, in love with Him, you know, and that He was in love with me. I felt more afraid of Him, like I was this terrible sinner kind of thing, you know, and so that really affected me the rest of my life, because as I pulled, you know, farther and farther away from, you know, going to church and that regular relationship, I just kind of got into my own world of things and got really, you know, I would say I was, although on the outside I looked pretty solid and picked together, I was an athlete and you know, all this stuff, I had lots of friends, and but inside I was really in turmoil, you know, just turmoil about who I was, my own identity, you know, just finding my worth in everything, anything I get my hands on, you know. And And so that really led to a whole spiral of, you know, a downward spiral of events in our marriage, you know, in both of our own relationships.
And I really got to take, you know, the credit for that in a sense, because I didn't understand what the role of the husband was in God's eyes. Yeah. I had no clue what my role was. And so because I'm living as a husband and a leader spiritually in the family, as the way I was living my life in the world and in darkness, I mean, she's just tagging along with me, you know, and so...
Following.
Exactly.
Following your lead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm blessed that she's sharing where she's at, but really, as a husband, if I really understood what it meant to be a true husband, then I would have, you know, definitely, not only my own life, but would have been letting her to mm-hmm. to have that relationship mm-hmm. with Christ. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, you guys are you know, laying out for us, I think one of the great values of hearing people share mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. the way you're sharing is that it's really from the gut level. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about the scriptures mm-hmm. is that God doesn't hold back.
Right.
You know, He shows life as it is mm-hmm. and how God interfaces with life in the most despicable, mm-hmm. painful ways. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you went through a number of things, mm-hmm. Barrett and Tara.
Yes.
I want you to share more with us when we come back from mm-hmm. our break.
Definitely.
And as we prepare for that, later on, as we go, you know, later on in the show, there is a special song that I think speaks to this mm-hmm. and may speak to the heart of our dear listeners. Mm-hmm. Because maybe they're right now wrestling in a relationship. They're wondering, you know, can I get out of it?
Right.
Is there hope in this? Mm-hmm. Can things become better? You're a testimony. Sitting right here in this studio, right here across the waves on this radio station, things can get better. With God, all things are possible. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here in a very special rebroadcast program for the They Found the Answer Evangelism series, and we're featuring Barrett and Tara Awai. They're here with us in this rebroadcast program. If you'd like to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, we keep talking about that, well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org www.barrettsmusicmedia.org. There's a special link right there on the menu for you. And now, here's more with Barrett and Tara. Before our break, we were talking about some difficult times. And, you know, it's our sponsors that understand that there are very special people in our the community of listeners that we have. And they want to make this possible for you to receive a blessing. Sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara in Wahiawa, dentist out in Wahiawa, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Unical on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Barrett, Tara, we were talking, just getting started, really, about some rough spots. Tell us what happened.
Well, as we shared earlier, just it was love at first sight. I think that was the physical love for one another that I think, you know, in flesh, I mean, that's the first thing we get attracted with is our eyeballs. And so he definitely was physically attracted to each other. And then the chemistry, we had a lot of things that was in common. Mm-hmm. We were both athletes and, we enjoyed that type of life. We was enjoying the party life and we were going out clubbing and all of that stuff that we had a lot of common interest in at the time. But, you know, eventually all of that living kind of blindfolded, you know, and living in that dark world that it seems like it's this great thing. But then you wake up the next morning and you're still painful and it's still, you know, still hard and you're trying to figure this out. So what do? You go out that night again thinking mm-hmm. that you're going to just, you know, it's temporary. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're just hitting up all those temporary fixes. And eventually, man, just crash and burn. Eventually, our marriage, we were married about 5 years at that time. Our youngest was five. Our second child was three. And we hit as rock bottom as you can hit. Tara asked to have a meeting one day with some close friends of ours, and I didn't know what this meeting was about, but we had been struggling and we were trying to somewhat get counseling, and our friends was involved with church and they're trying to minister to us. And you know, when you're blinded, you don't quite see it. I think Tara saw it more than I did. But I was like, I'm a man, I can handle my wife and my family, and mm-hmm, nobody mm-hmm. needs to tell me how to raise, you know, my kids and how to take care of my wife. And so I was struggling with that ego, you know, that I had, and it was just really, man, it just was burning me up inside. And eventually, crash and burn, you know, she came out with, you know, some truth about an adultery situation and an adulterous relationship that she'd been a part of. And of course, you know, when I got that news, I mean, the first thing I wanted to do was, you know, was kill people. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. you know, I've had to go to the Lord and ask for forgiveness about that. Cause you know, mm-hmm. you just thinketh you done it already, mm-hmm. you know, in his mm-hmm. eyes. And mm-hmm. so I've done that. And I, you know, I got to just the lowest point in my life and I just could not believe what she had just shared with me, because it happened with one of my best friends, and so that even was even more the pain, you know. And I mm. couldn't. It always seemed like it was just it was a bad dream, and I would wake up, but obviously I didn't wake up. It was true, and it was happening. And so, you know, talk about just, you know, slamming up against the door, and just I really was lost. I didn't know what to do, but thankfully God had put some people in our lives that believed in God and knew that through Him all things could happen, right? And so they were just they stayed there right with us along the mm-hmm. way, and God started to surround other Christians and around us to just support us. But we could have easily said no, and we could have easily shoved that away. But for me, I was at a point like everything that I thought I was doing, that I thought was working, wasn't working. And so I didn't try God. I didn't try that route. And so I realized at that point, all right, you know, it's time to surrender in a sense. But boy, it was still a rough road. It's still, you know, we still had a lot of a lot of junk, a lot of lies that we were living together in our relationship. Mm-hmm. My lies about my adulterous situations with strip bars and those things that I was so deceived by. And mm-hmm. and as we started getting to the Word, started getting counseling, started seeking godly counsel, started to see and understand more what God's Word meant and what we have to do in order to live out His Word, I think was a very strenuous journey.
Oh yeah, it wasn't overnight. It definitely wasn't overnight. It was an agonizing couple years, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, and even when we decided to work on it and to remain married, there was still a year's worth of you know, daily agonizing pain and you know, arguments and pointing fingers and you know, just, I mean, really ugly situations, even to the point of needing to separate, you know. We, you know, although our eyes were, you know, at that point for me personally, I was so in a amazing place with the Lord. I just wanted God's will to be done in our life, and I was believing for His miracle to happen. I mean, I had a transformation that happened in my life. If we rewind, a few months before I even sat Barrett down and told him what happened, you know, in my relationship against him, I had come to the Lord, and I was just transformed in a matter of hours, you know, where the Lord just touched me so deeply that all I cared about was just pleasing Him and turning away from my sin. That's all I wanted in my life. And every sin, I just wanted to be clean, you know, pure, crystal clean, and not revert back to any sinful ways. I mean, I was on fire. I mean, as many mm-hmm. people put mm-hmm. it. And it was that point that it was like, okay, no matter what happens, God is with me. No matter if I was to lose my husband, lose my children even, I was at such a place with the Lord at that point where it was like, it doesn't matter. All that matters is God. And I mean, I know ultimately it does matter, because it matters to God. My relationship with my husband mattered, and my children. Yes. However, I just knew that, Lord, I just want to please You. You're amazing, and You can clean me of all my junk. You've changed me inside out and cleaned every single part of me that I was, you know, was terrible, you know, and You filled me up new and fresh, and I just want to live this life for You now. So when I sat down with Barrett and told him what had happened, I was prepared that, oh my goodness, although it would be devastating to lose my family, I'm doing the right thing because I'm coming clean, and I'm doing the right thing in the Lord's eyes. And the Lord blessed that, like, right away by Barrett, right. I mean, definitely struggling in the flesh, I mean, of course, but coming right back to me within a couple of days and saying, I want...
next morning.
And saying, Tara, I want to work on this, and, you know, we're going to stick it out. And I was on my knees just bawling, because I was just like, Lord, You're so faithful. Mm-hmm. And it still wasn't easy. We still had to, you know, flesh out a lot of stuff, you know, in our lives.
That's when that journey began. Yeah. Like God, you know,
it
just
started the
healing us, healing restoring process. Us, getting the lies mm-hmm. out that we were living, you know, able to look at each other mm-hmm. and really say, you know, I've been lying to you about a lot of things, and getting all of that out, just all that darkness that we'd kept inside, you know, just to pretend to not only each other, but to the world that we were living in, pretend that we had this great marriage, you know, mm-hmm. but inside we're just hiding a lot of, you know, stuff. So just a God, man, He just started to, you know, twist and turn and mold us. So it was tough.
It was
really
tough.
Every day waking up, I was like, oh, man, you're going to go through this battle again. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, like this training that would never stop. And we're still training, so God is good. It's awesome.
I'm thinking right now, sometimes when you hear what you're sharing, mm-hmm. people listening to what you're sharing, and they're struggling with it. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone today struggling. Mm-hmm. I just want to open this up mm-hmm. To our listeners. If anybody wants to call in, mm-hmm. you know, Barrett and Tara can minister to you too. In the name of the Lord, we can pray for you. Maybe give you a word of encouragement. Yes. Maybe you're wrestling right now with something very similar. to what they're talking about. You're listening. You're saying, what they're talking about me. Mm. That's like my life. Mm. You know, you can call us at 296-5467, 296-5467, and we can have some time together right here. And I know it's going to bless other people too,
yep.
because you're not the only one. Mm-hmm. But if you feel a compelling in your heart, go ahead and call 296-5467, or you can contact me via Facebook or email me, Danny Yamashiro, or Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And let's be in touch. But Baron and Tara can minister to you too right now, right on the air, with a situation that you might be going. You might just need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just need to share something and get it off of your chest. And
that's the first step.
Yeah. The weight that's weighing on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to spend some more time with Barrett and Tara. They're going to talk to us about a song that means a lot to them. And it'll mean a lot to you too, especially when you hear their heart explanation of it. These are heart people sitting with me here in the studio. They all have a heart for God, and they have a heart for you, because God loves you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Barrett and Tara, Hawaii.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to this special rebroadcast interview with Barrett and Tara Awai as part of the They Found the Answer Evangelism Series. We're talking heart to heart with Barrett and Tara as they share in this pre-recorded interview. If you'd like to learn more as you listen, you would like to learn more about how to have your own personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, here's more with Barrett and Tara. We're kind of getting into the thick of some very heated and painful moments in their life, their marriage. Mm-hmm. Of course, at the beginning of the show, they're Nahuku Hanohano Awards, and this is a real milestone moment, but we kind of went back to see. Sometimes you get the sequel, and sometimes you get the prequel.
That's right.
So we're going to the prequel right now.
That's right.
And you can see the grace of God in the midst of the pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us some more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really, you know, just to kind of just let you know, and I don't know what you're going through right now, but it was such a rough time that we had to go through. But it's the reason why we're here today is because it was only through God. I mean, mm-hmm. we tried everything. We tried all kinds of other things that we thought would help this marriage, but it didn't work until we realized that we had to do it God's way and truly get His counsel through pastoral counsel, mm-hmm. Through small group Bible studies, and just immerse ourselves. I mean, 5-6 times a week, we're just immersing ourselves to just understand what a godly marriage was. Mm-hmm. And we're still walking it out today. It's still a journey. We're still learning more and more. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning to be that husband that God's called me to be. And she's learning to be that wife that God's calling her to be. But those tough times, you know, I believe if we don't go through those tough times, then we never see the good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think we get to see the good life, because the good life that the world paints is a very false good life, you know. Material or having the good jobs and, you know, all those things. I just, to me, it's really a false good life. The good life can only be through, I mean, the word teaches us so much about how we're going to go through some trials and some tribulations, but it's what gets us closer to Him, because mm-hmm. the more we got to trust in Him. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about the word. I mean, you guys have been very open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like confess your sins one mm-hmm. to another,
yes.
that you might be healed.
Yes.
Tell me about this song entitled Forgive Me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this song is the one that actually really got us to do the CD. I just said, I was asking the Lord for some, because I'm not really a songwriter, and He's starting to turn me into somebody who can, you know, put out a song or two once in a while. But this definitely was, I prayed and I said, Lord, I want a song, because the group that I play with, Kaukai, was planning on doing another CD. So I was like, I want to at least write a song for that CD. And so this song came within minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and the song was done, titled Forgive Me. And it's really... It's also like I see it as that moment when you stand before the Lord, because in your whole life in relationships, and we're talking about how forgiveness, when you ask for forgiveness or you're forgiven, there's so much freedom in that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live in that burden. You don't live, you know, hiding and trying to be sneaky. There's so much freedom in forgiveness, and this song is really that moment when you're before, it's judgment day, and you're before the Lord. And you've left this earth, and it is two places. You're going to either go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And He's standing right there, and I just picture myself dropping to my knees and saying, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Because up until the day, you know what I mean, up until that day, I'm in heaven, and there's no more pain, and there's no more suffering, and I won't be wronging anybody. I won't be wronging Him anymore. And, mm-hmm. you know, up until that day, I know I'm going to fall short, and this song is kind of like that prayer. It's like, say, you know what, forgive me. I've just gone down the wrong road, and I need you. I need to follow you. But it also was a way to say to Tara, forgive me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've gone without you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've done this. I've tried to do it without you, and it's really messed us up a lot. And so it's kind of duo in a sense, you know. So song entitled Forgive Me.
I've gone down a road without you. Lost and afraid, pretending I knew. You were calling
Thank you to our guests, Barrett and Tara Awai. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leo Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
For listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave you alone.
Like to learn more about how to have a relation with Jesus, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of churches who partner with us, as well as businesses who are able to help meet your needs. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Psalm 33, 1 to 3. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Barrett and Tara Awai. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you.
The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.